Let the church say amen. Amen. Almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for being so good and kind. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just a blessing to be in the kingdom of God. Nothing can beat that. Nothing on this earth can surpass being in the kingdom of God. He decided. I'm glad he decided. He didn't have to do it either. That's the love of Christ. Forgot about himself and thought about you and you and you and you and you. And then he looked down and saw me. I'm glad. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. He's done something for me that nobody else can ever do. He done saved my life. I'm saved. In other words, I know where I'm going when I leave here. All of us getting out of here, but know where you're going, ain't that right? Know where you're going. We're still in our series. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Number 22. God is on your side. Every devil in hell can't harm you. And if he does harm you, he got to get permission from God. Got to get permission from the Lord. If he for us. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Beginning at that first verse. Now the serpent was more servant than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The servant said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Let me say something right there, please. And I think I need to say something to you. You always got to watch the devil. That reading the law led me back here in Genesis. You got to always watch the devil. If God said go, he going to say stop. If God said fly, he going to say walk. He never agreed with God. This is what we got to understand as Christians. That means I'm glad I got the word of God. You shall not surely die. Watch this now. Spiritually, that's what we miss. Spiritually, you won't really never stop existing. But physically, you will what? Die. And plus, spiritually, you will die if you miss Jesus as your Savior. Separated from God forever is death. But we miss the spiritual part. Let me just go in now. Just take your time, Walker. See, when folks land across here, they're supposed to be dead. But they're not really dead. Their body gone, but their soul gone somewhere else. Wait. All of them don't go up there now. And this is what the devil wants us to be ignorant of. You got to exist somewhere forever. The devil almost told the truth. You won't surely really die. But spiritually, you will be what? Dead. We look at nothing but the physical part. But you got a spirit. You got a soul. It can't never stop existing. It got to exist somewhere forever. And this is what we miss. Yes, sir. So now the devil just about told the truth right there. Just about told the truth. You shall not surely die. The fifth verse said, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods. Yeah, number little G God, what do you mean? Eh? Knowing good and evil. Knowing good. Now he told the truth right there. All right. You'll know what? Good. Because it's a knowledge tree. You'll know what? Good and evil. Yes. You'll know good and you'll know evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Don't throw no brick at me. See, you can't obey everything she tell you. Can't obey everything. Can't obey everything she said. It can be by blessing now, but you can't obey when it's going against God. When it goes against His will, you stop right there. Stop right there. Yeah. The sister sure feed you. I know you do that now. One day my wife was cooking something. I said, what is this? She said, you just eat it. And I ate it. Yeah. Yeah. See? And the eyes eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. What they were trying to do to hide their nakedness.
Yes, sir.
See, they was naked before their eyes come open. Because they ate off the tree of knowledge, good and evil. They find out when I got knowledge, I know I'm what? Naked. And this is what happened to man. He always trying to find a way to cover up his own nakedness. He want to come up with something himself. I don't have to go through Jesus Christ. I can come up with something myself. I can cover my own sin. Nobody can cover their sin but through Jesus Christ. Nobody. I don't care how smart you think you may be. Nobody. He the only one can have sin. Nobody but him. He gave up his life. We just got through singing that. Just for us. We're on our way to hell, but thank God for Jesus. That we want to give him glory and give him praise all the time because he saved my life. Eyes came open and they tried to hide. And they heard the voice of God, of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. God said, take your time, Walker. God, can I say he had to cool off. Wait till the sun go down. When he messed up. He started going in, but I'm going to wait a while because I'll kill him if I go right now. I'll kill him. But wait till he cooled off. And walking in the garden, the Bible said they heard him. Boy, that's something, man. He must have, every time he stepped, I read it, the tree was poof. Boom, this trumpet was. Boy, they heard something they never heard before. God walking. And there's no God can walk. They heard me hear themselves among the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Well, he knew where he was the first time. But he had to answer himself. In order to be saved himself, he had to answer himself. Let me take my time on this. Well, you got to get the understanding of this right here. He answered. That's what saved him. That's what saved him. Because he was hiding now. Called himself hide. That's what a lot of folks right now call himself hide. You can't hide from God. Know where you go. He owned the tree that you're standing behind. He moved a tree there, you right there. But I'm trying to get you to see my point. That's what got God's attention because he answered. He answered the Lord. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto where art thou? And he said, I heard the voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Well, I commanded thee that thou should not eat. And the man said, the woman that gave it to be with me. The woman. She gave me the tree, and I did eat. Well, let me say this. She ought to have been cooking. But running around somewhere else, she ought to have been cooking. the man out in the garden working, come home looking for some peas or butter beans or whatever. And she got an apple or orange or whatever she got. Lord have mercy. Well, Adam wasn't lying. He told the truth. Right. Told the truth. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. She told the truth.
Wow.
Satan. That same Satan that was back in the garden thousands and thousands of years ago is still present right now. The same one. I don't know why so many folk that go to church are ignorant of the devil. He still lives.
Amen.
I told y'all on last Sunday that we get crossed up with the spiritual world. We don't want to learn nothing about the spiritual world. We know a lot about the natural world, but I told y'all the natural world controlled by the spiritual world. That's what you got to watch. The natural world controlled by the spiritual world. If you're not doing good, you're doing what? Evil. If you're not doing evil, you're doing what? Good. One of the two. Everybody in the world is following one of the two.
Amen.
If good ain't telling you to do something, evil telling you to do something.
Right.
Amen.
How about I speak right now? The spiritual world run this natural world. Good and evil was on the tree. That's when they got knowledge. The eyes popped open. And when the eyes popped open, then they saw what had happened to them. And my brothers and sisters, we are still dealing with the word of God. That means I read that. God told him what to do and what not to do. We still dealing with the same word. All the things are just in a book. And that's what we got to understand. We got to obey this here. If you want to get some company with God, we still dealing with the spiritual and the natural things. As real saints of God, we must have confidence in the Holy Bible.
Amen.
The voice of God.
Yes.
Adam, where art thou? That voice still right here. This the same voice that talked to Adam and Eve is right here, right now. All the things is just in a book form. The voice. God still talking to us through the Bible. That's what we got to understand. We got to get that in our spirit. The devil still talking. God still talking. The Bible is still the voice of God for us to obey. We must understand this. We got to obey this right here. I don't care how many more Bibles you find printed. They got all kinds. The devil so deceiving, boy. He got all kinds of Bibles coming out now. You better stick with the old King James Version. They got some other good Bibles now, but you better make sure you stick with that. Everybody writing Bibles now.
Amen.
Don't even know where he come from. That God told him. Writing Bibles. Everybody writing. You better know what to read.
That's
Yes, sir.
And let me say this now. Preacher, y'all better forgive me. I mean, I don't feel forgiven, but we got all kind of preachers in pulpits.
Right.
They coming up with everything now.
Amen.
That same devil still alive, deceiving folk going and coming, just like he deceived Adam and Eve. It's the same devil.
Yes. Amen.
That's what the church got to understand. As the church, notice, my brothers and sisters, the whole world is in a sinful mess because of two persons that disobeyed God's word. Two persons. The world is in a condition right now because they disobeyed the word of God. They didn't see God. Lord have mercy. But God told them what to do. God, we don't see God. Somebody show me God. But he told us what to do. This still his voice right here. This is what the church got to understand. This still his voice right here. The devil never wants you to pick up the Bible and read it.
Amen.
Because you know, truth is in there. Also evil, but truth is in there. He don't want you to know the truth of God. Anytime to keep you ignorant, the devil got you in his right hand and you don't even know it. He wanted to be ignorant of the word of God. Bless his holy name. So, just them two persons got the world in the shape it's in right now. What did they do, Reverend Walker? They disobeyed God's word. Bless his holy name. Say, preach, Reverend Walker. This is why, my brothers and sisters, it's so important to try all you can to obey God's word. Obey the Bible. It will keep you out of sin for trouble. No, I said sin for trouble. Now, you may get in some holy trouble, but it'll keep you out of sin for trouble. If you get in some holy trouble, you got a troublemaker who ought to get you out of trouble. God will get you out of trouble if you just stay with him. But ungodly trouble, that's when the devil got you going. Yeah. Sinful trouble will get you in trouble that nobody can get you out but God. But holy trouble, and you read the Bible, boy, these fellas got in a lot of holy trouble. But God always bring them out. Ask Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. We ain't going to bow to but one God. That the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ask Daniel around then. Ask Moses spread the Red Sea. See, good trouble. Holy trouble. God fights your battle for that. Both of them get you in trouble, but don't get in trouble because of wrong thing, but of holy thing. That's his holy name. Church need to know this. It'll get you in trouble. Watch this now. Notice, to be disobedient to God's word, we always have a helper to put doubts in our mind. I'm going to say it again. To disobey God's word, we always, everybody say always. We always have a helper, everybody say helper, that put doubts in our heart and in our mind about the truth of God. It started in the garden. You got a helper. Always want to tell you what not to do and what to do when you come around doing what God told you to do. A helper. Right now, some of y'all looking at me, I'm looking at you too, but watch this now. The devil dealing with somebody right now, right here, right now. How do you say it, Reverend Walker? Don't believe that stuff, man. That's the devil talking to you, not God talking to you. He stay busy.
That's right.
God Almighty. Always lead folks away from what God done said. Always have a helper putting doubts in people's mind to get us to reason and thinking. Now, when the devil gets you scratching your head, he getting you, boy.
Yes.
Scratching your head. He's getting you. See, if you go and say, yes, God said yes, yes. No, God said no, no. He got to move out, see.
That's right.
But when he gets you to thinking, he's working with your hand, see. Wonder, I don't know. I don't, he got you thinking. And if you don't watch yourself, he'll get you.
Yeah.
If you don't know this, he'll get you. Watch this, watch this. There being a lot of folks that go to church, really now, they haven't been taught a lot of time.
Yeah.
Got to be taught to know the truth. You know, we brought up a hooping. Ain't that right, Joe? You should know that thing. Sometimes I don't know what a preacher even saying sometimes. I don't know that, but sometimes I don't know what he said. What do you say? I know he preached. I don't know what he said, but I sure know he preached. Yeah, the devil preached.
All right, brother. All right, brother. Come on here. All right.
There's got to be taught. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth make you free. The truth make you free. God Almighty, put doubts in our mind. Get you the reason. Now watch this now. Satan said to the woman, has God said? Why? He got an answer. She got an answer now. Has God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? That's a question. That's how you get us to thinking. God Almighty, you're always coming with something else. Satan said unto Job, curse God and die. Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. God, you don't sound like God. He never heard God and never saw him. He never saw God, but he know how he sounds. That don't even sound like God. You sound like somebody foolish. Telling me to cuss God and die. Lord, what did you tell the devil? I said, yes, the devil. Lord, I didn't tell his wife to tell her husband to cuss God and die. Who do you think that was?
Amen.
Now, y'all don't throw no brick at me again. Now, watch this now. See, Peter said that the woman was the weaker vessel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Watch this now. Why couldn't he go in and get Uncle Enoch? Somebody who was in the law, but he went, got wife. Could have got a nephew. Yes. But she the weaker vessel. The devil look around for the weaker vessel. Sometimes be in the home, sometimes the man be the weaker vessel. He get the weaker vessel. One don't know nothing about the law. To make decision for the house. 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be a wrong decision. It's not God coming to your husband. You look so bad. You smelling and did everything. You're hurting. You're groaning all night. You ought to curse God and die. That's not God talking to her. That's the devil talking to her. That same devil. Doing the same thing right now.
All right.
Making decision that you ought to make what God give you, not what the devil giving you.
Right.
Making decision the same way. That's the same. They're not a new devil. It's the same devil. Heart of mine. That don't sound like God, Job said. You sound like a foolish woman. Satan said unto Jesus, all of these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. He trying to get folks to think. If he challenged Jesus Christ, you ought to know good and well he's going to challenge us. If he challenged Jesus, that means we got to be alert to him all the time. He always comes up with something. And you know it too. You say, no. Say, well, you tell the truth. Don't tell me that. He always coming to you with things like that.
Right.
He want to get you to thinking. To make the wrong decision.
Thank you.
In these last days, we are kind of like almost ignorant of spiritual things. The world run by the spiritual world. Yeah. 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 The devil and the Lord run this world. But God in charge of everything. Bless his holy name. When we don't know God's word, evil thing stays in our mind. Because the devil going to keep them right there in our mind. Now listen at Paul. Look at Romans 7 and 21. Read Paul. God Almighty. Listen at Paul, how he talking.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Y'all hear that thing said? I'm trying to get you to see. He was with Eve and Adam. It's the same devil. I find then a law that when I would what? Who problem? Always problem. Always. Not an easy ship. This year. Always. Round the clock deal. Always. Matter of fact, he wakes you up in dreams. You're trying to sleep. Have the old messy dream coming in your mind. Always. Paul said, when I get thinking on something good, here he comes. It's the same. I'm trying to get you to see the point. It's no different devil. It's the same devil. God Almighty. He never wants you to do good. He want to beat God there.
Yeah.
And make decision. But we got a book here. God got the book out to God and put it in a paper book. It's the same word right here. It's the same thing. This is what we got to understand.
Right.
And stop letting the devil be calling, man wrote the Bible, all that kind of mess. That's the devil talking to that fella.
That's right.
Any way to have doubts in God's word, the devil going to bring it to you. Y'all see, all the doubts. Doubt, if he tackle Jesus, you know good and well, Paul said, every time I want to do something good, the devil always there.
Yes.
We can take him lightly. You don't take him lightly. But God fights your battle for you.
Yes.
If you just obey the word of God.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Bless his holy name.
Yes.
And my brothers and sisters, remember now, Satan always trying to give the saints of God a reason not to obey the word of God. Always. Check now where I got you to read. Always, all through the Bible, trying to give you a reason not to obey the word of God. If he faced Jesus, you know good and well, he's going to face us. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, we must understand, God is not against us. That's number one. God is for us. Number two, all of his attributes for us. His promises are for us. All of that he is for us. All that he had, all that he done is for his people. The saints of God. That's what we got to understand. If God be for us, who can be against us? Stand still and put a stop in there and stand right there.
Yeah.
If God for me, who can be against me? Name some, bring up some. I don't care what you got. Can't nobody be against me. In other words, I guess about to fight my battle if I just keep still. You got to know when the devil talking to you. You got to know when God talking to you. So he talks to us through the word of God. Watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this. When you got a habit, especially don't know the Bible, got a habit of listening to voices, the devil got you going and you don't know. The Lord always direct me, but you don't know nothing about the word of God. The devil got you on his finger, turning you around. You don't even know it. You've got to know the word of God. The devil know how to get next to us. Now watch this. Now watch this. This right now, the devil can walk through that door. Like us, you know. Sharp was attacked and everything. And one time, this is what I'm going to tell now, you know. So the devil came in, everybody ran out, except about one or two men. Everybody saw the devil, boy. He come in, he ran out. The devil told the two men, "You must know who I am, do you?" But the devil said, I don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. And what I'm saying, yeah, I know who you are. How you know who I am? You married my sister. Sometimes you can recognize, sometimes you can't recognize him. He come with sheep clothing on a lot of times. He's a deceiver. He loves to deceive folks. Fool folks. When you don't know the word of God, he gets you, but we never want to read the Bible.
Right.
This God word. God Almighty. I'm going to say this. Don't mean no harm, man. I heard a preacher say it one day. He said, men, they know every football player, his status and everything else. And can't name two disciples in the Bible. And trying to lead a family. Make sure you take your boy to the football game, but never bring him to church. The baby boy ain't down to nothing. That's y'all business. But this is what we the devil love that. Notice children that grow up in church. Notice now, children that grow up in church, notice they never hardly too much get in trouble. Check it out. They get in trouble now, but never tip out. Just about. They come up in church, bring them up in church. They grow up to be something good in life, big as time. But never come to church, don't know nothing. Just following you, what you do in the house. You never come, never bring them. He go up, he wow. We let the devil deceive us. You can't be a man of the house and ain't bring your child to church. And you don't know your own self. How you gonna know good from evil? The word feeding him every day of his life. The word just feeding him, feeding him. What you gonna eat from heaven? You gotta eat the word of God from heaven. Don't know no better. Don't know no better. So this way the devil wants to keep us ignorant of spiritual things. And he got folks going just like that now. Don't know nothing about spiritual things. And the devil keep you going all the time. And my brothers and sisters, God perform all things for us. Everybody said, but everybody said for us. All things for us. God Almighty, all things are healed. The devil can't overtake us no kind of way if we with the Lord. Even our enemies. Paul, look at Proverbs 16 and 6 through the 7 verse. God Almighty.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
Men what? Depart. Read the next verse, Paul, but I really won't.
When a man's ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him.
When a man's ways pleases the Lord, no, he make them. They can't help themselves. He make them be at peace with him. When they want to kill him, he can't touch him. Because he make them. See, God can make what he wants to make, take what he want to take, give what he want to give, because he God. Nobody like God. He'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Sometimes you may come to church and work on a job. Sometimes folks can't stand you. Can't stand you. They want to kill you, but they can't touch you. How you doing? They talk just nice.
be at peace with you.
Yeah.
God make them be at peace with you. They want to kill you, but they can't do it. Because God got them bound.
Yes,
they love you anyway.
That's true.
I know the truth. It is true. Let me tell y'all what happened to me one time. It's me and my white friend were working together. You know, I didn't call him a friend, but he we were working at Woodside Company. And job just got integrated. I was sitting in there, you know, cooling like he was, and every once in a while a whistle blow, we go turn a wheel and go back and sit down. And every 30 minutes, whistle blow, I go and turn my wheel, he turn his on and sit down. But one day, but he didn't ever come in that shack with me. He get there early, think he ain't going in, I'm going right in, where you at, you know. You know. He go out, all that. Watch this now, I want to show you something. And that been years ago. One night on night shift, he got sick. He grabbed and fell on the floor. I said, David, what wrong, man? What wrong? He said, I used to rouse and something catching my chest. I can't stand up. I said, sit down. I'll do your work. God knows I told him. Did you not know that next shift, that fella, we sat there in that shack until the plant shut down? What did I say? Show good. When you show good, God make your enemy be your footstool.
All right.
I asked him, what's wrong with him? He fell to the ground, to the floor.
Yeah.
I could have looked at him and said, hope you die, brother, whatever wrong with you. But no, I'll do your work. And the next year, he come there and sit there, boy. And we stay there till the plant shut down. When you do God his way, don't throw stone for stone. God will fight your battle. He'll make your enemy be your footstool. He'll make your enemy be at peace with you. I said, he'll make your enemy be at peace with you. That's the kind of God we serve. He able to take care of us. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, God perform all things for us. So who can be against us? Now watch this now. Paul, look at Romans 8 and 28. Watch this now. Both need teaching. Watch this.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Watch it now. It don't look like it's working towards your good. But I dare you to keep on doing good. He'll put it together and shake it up. And when it come out, it's going to be for your good. I don't care how I start off, but when you get through with it, it's going to be for your good. In other words, I'm on your side. All things. He said, all things working together for your good. But Rebel Walker, all things. You just do what you're supposed to do, and I'll fix it when it come out. It's going to be for your good. God Almighty. Well, if anybody can fix it, God knows how to fix it. That's his holy name. God ain't hold nothing back from us. He gave everything to his children. Everything belongs to us. And my brothers and sisters, the triumph, the victory of the church of Christ is over all the opposition of the devil and the sinful world. Over all of it. We triumph over it. God, if God be for us, who can be against us? The whole Bible is the plan of God for mankind. And always, and already, been fixed. It's already been fixed. And the devil cannot condemn the church of Christ. No way he go. Paul, look at Romans 8, 33 through the 34th verse. 8, 33 and 34. It's a teacher of
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect. It is God that justifies.
Now, he asked the question. Who shall lay anything against the charge, or bring a charge, of God elect? You've been elected. You was elected before the foundation of the world. In other words, God already got you fixed already.
Amen.
Boy, that will blow our mind. See, now, it is God that justifies. Can't nobody condemn you. I don't want to justify. In other words, before the foundation of the world, God already had you. He know you're going to get born again. He know all about you. He know your mom and dad. He know your sister and brother. He know blah, 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 and all that. And now he got you in his back pocket. You've been in there 50, you've been in there a billion years, maybe been in there 1,000 years. But when he got ready to bring you out,
yeah,
you're already fixed. Can't nothing stop you from going to heaven no kind of way.
Yeah.
Can't nobody condemn you. He the one justify us.
Thank you.
Not the world, but he justify us. If he for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Oh, boy. That's what the church got to understand. Yeah, you go through some tests and some trials, but God said, I never leave you. And not forsake you. Can't nobody condemn you. You are one of God's children. No, you one of his children. Can't be condemned by the world. Because what? I am God's child. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
Who is he that condemneth?
Listen to that.
It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make it intercession for us.
Lord have mercy. When you're talking about me,
come on.
God sitting on his right hand, Jesus sitting on the right hand side of God and making intercession for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Messed up, the devil said, kill it. But God, you know, he puts it. But God, Jesus making intercession for us. Before, watch it now. Before it get to God, the Father, it got to come to me first.
All right.
It got to come to Jesus first.
Yes, sir.
It can't even get to God. When it gets to God, it's pure.
Yes, sir.
He all right.
Yes, sir.
He all right.
Yes,
he all right. Don't fix it. Can't nobody condemn you down here.
Right.
They got to get through Jesus first.
Right.
The Father don't even know. When the Father sees nothing but a perfect little old child out there.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because we take making intercession for us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. God. Thank you, Lord.
That means if God for you, who can be against you? That's his holy name. You're making intercession. And my brother and sister, when we gave our life to Jesus Christ as our Savior, we then, hallelujah, we are secured. Watch this now. We purchase our season ticket back to heaven. I know that may blow some of y'all mind, but when you give your life to Christ, it secures your season ticket. You came out of heaven.
All right.
Your ticket gonna take you back to heaven. Because I got my season ticket. Can I put it like, I got it in my heart. Jesus is the season what? Ticket. Oh, boy. That's what a person got to understand who's not saved. We don't go day by day. I'm trying to go to heaven every day. No, you don't try to go to heaven. I'm already in heaven. I'm already fixed. If I do mess up, I get on my knees and say, God, forgive me for my sin. He don't kick me away. He gonna forgive me. The Father still looking at me as being a pretty little old fella. Because it hadn't got to him yet.
Yeah.
It get to Jesus first.
Yeah.
He making intercession for us.
Yeah.
You don't get up every morning, Lord, I'm trying to get to heaven. No. I'm in heaven place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't nobody, hey, let me get this straight while y'all heard me say, let me get this straight. You know, we have songs, kind of songs that all of us be singing, you know. When I get to heaven, save a seat for me. Can't nobody save no seat for you. Every lawyer, I scarcely got in myself. How in the world I'm gonna make save a seat for you? All these kind of songs. Mama can't save no seat. Brother can't save no seat. Nobody. The only way you get your seat, you give your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Then you got your own seat. You got your seat. You don't get on your knees every day. Lord, I hope I make it. No. God Almighty. Oh, I'm trying to go to heaven. You ought to get your ticket. Give your life to Christ. That's the ticket. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's a season. Season ticket. Paul, look at it. We're going to sit down when I say, Paul, look at Ephesians 1 for me. 3 through the 5th verse. That's his holy name.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Where you at, Paul? You where, Paul? In Christ?
Yes, sir, in Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what?
Blessed.
With what kind of blessing? All. All spiritual blessing in what places?
Heaven.
In Christ Jesus. You in Christ. You're not out of Christ. You in Christ. Christ is in heaven. While we in Christ. Well, we're in harbor. If he on your side, who can be against you? And stop praying that kind of prayer. If you saved, stop praying that kind of prayer. Lord, I'm trying to get out of here and keep me, Lord. You can keep you now, but don't be begging. Lord, Lord, save me. You're saved.
Yes.
You're saved. You just try to do what he said.
Yes.
And if you do something, go to him. Don't be waiting around there. Go to him and say, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
He's going to forgive you.
Yes, he will.
You're already in heavenly places.
Yes.
The devil always trying to condemn you, but he cannot condemn you.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Devil can't condemn God, folks. We can't be condemned by him. He love to condemn. He love to make you feel like you're on your way to hell. No, you're not. Read on.
According as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
That's enough right there for every child of God to shout right now.
Well,
he have already chosen you before the foundation of the world. Before he said, let there be light, God already had me. But Reverend Walker, I don't understand. Well, let me kind of give you a little illustration here. Let me give you a little illustration. Now, I'm just using it now. Just me, the Holy Ghost, the Father, and the Son. 50 billion years ago, they got together and said, let's make us an earth. And fix it like we want to. Now, it may have been longer than that. But it already been. Before he said, let there be light, he already had us in his mind.
Yeah, right.
Now, watch this now. Watch this now. When it got down to the time of bringing the folk, he said, let's go start. He just said, start. And it started.
All right.
Making the heaven and the earth start. I'm already in there. Before the foundation of the world, I'm already there. I'm glad I've been chosen. You ought to thank God you've been chosen before the foundation of the world. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Having
watching
predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Lord have mercy. Having predestinated what? Us. Unto the adoption of what? Children. We are God's children. We are his bone. We are his blood. God Almighty. He know how to treat children.
All right. Hallelujah.
God Almighty. I'm not a wafer child. I'm not a lost child. And if I belong to him and I mess up, he know how to get me back. The prodigal son is a good example. He belongs to God. And Lord, when you stray off, you may go over and enjoy yourself a little bit, but God, it's time to bring them back. Because you what? His child. I'm God's child. Blood of my blood. Bones of my bones, God saying. Through Jesus Christ. Now, you don't walk off, run off. Now, don't go have a good time out in the world. See, what? God know you're there. I don't think he know everything. You know. He let things get rough for you. That prodigal son, he had little everything. Had all his money. Boy, having a good time. See, the devil told him to leave home. Then when you mess up, he left home. God didn't tell him to leave. What the devil? That same devil told him to leave. What you go, man? You're about having a good time. You want going to church, man? But he went on left. Told him, but give me what do to me. Give me my inheritance. Let me have my inheritance. Let me go. I'm tired of hanging around here. He got his little, God got his little five little gold pieces and went on away. You know, and you got buddies when you got money. Y'all know it.
Oh yeah.
Long with your big shot, you got money, boy, you got all kind of friends.
All right.
Sometimes you don't know who your friend is.
All right.
But mess around and get broke.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. He had all kind of friends.
Yeah.
But he messed around and set the house up so much, now he broke. Ain't got nothing. He broke nothing. Well, your friends are not gone.
1449.
Watch it now. I'm going to close. Watch it now. He went to the hog pen, look for a job.
Yes.
He watching the folk feed the hog. He wanted it so bad he started to eat it, but he did eat it. He wanted it so bad. And some, I see God send the hounds at him. And let him get broke. That's my child. I'm got to do something to send him back home.
Yes.
He wanted to eat, but he didn't. So I have my crazy self out here like this and around my father's house. They got servants doing business. They ain't eating no hog slop. And here I am ready here for to eat this hog slop. I believe I go back home. God done that. God fixed it like that. God fixed it where he got to come back home. Watch the love of God. He loves us so. Because we his children. God looking for him. He saw him coming. He said, well, he going to come back today.
Yeah.
This old raggedy, nasty, stinking little son coming back. And, you know, he was stinking. Now. He had to be stinking and hawking.
Yeah.
But watch the love of God, though, boy.
Yeah.
God didn't think about no stinking. He want to see his son back.
Thank
God just loved you just that hard. He want to see his son. Any way to get you back, he know how to get you back.
Yeah.
And a problem about that, he know how to get you. And he mad, smelling, doing all kinds, and saw his son come.
Yeah.
Son got talking. Father! Yeah. He just talked. His father just done like
this. Oh, he did.
Just hurt. Smelling, stinking, need a bath. God ain't said nothing like that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My son was lost. And now he found.
Thank you.
Servant! Yes, sir. Go get the padded cash. Put a ring on his finger. My child was lost. Now he found. Jesus loves you.
Yes,
you may be on straight on. Come on back home.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus. He can make you come home.
Yeah.
Stop listening to the devil and start listening to the Lord.
Yeah.
If anybody loves you, Jesus Christ loved you. He proved it when he died on the cross. But didn't stay dead. That Sunday morning. He got up. And I know he's alive. I know he's alive. I know he lives. strengthen my soul. Stop listening to the devil. He talks to folks every day. He don't want you to recognize the spiritual world. Get straight with Jesus if you're not straight. And regardless of what you're doing, that's what I love about the Lord. He'll save you. I don't care what you done done. You can't do nothing too bad that God won't save you. The bad thing you can do when you're rejected. Because your soul got to live somewhere. And this is where the devil messed folks up. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. And if it don't go through Jesus Christ, it can't do but go nowhere but hell. There forever. And when God done sent his son down to die for our sin, that we may have a right to the tree of life, he saved. Look at the neighbor and say, I'm saved. But if you can't say that and not saved, you ought to give your life to Christ right now. Look how simple he had it. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You can't beat that nowhere. He'll save you right now. Will there be one? Will you give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Will there be one? He loved you. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He died in